Chapter 3. The Detonator. Debt's terrible, and the sooner it's out of your life, the sooner you'll sleep better. Student loan debt. I hate student loans. In fact, I hate student loans so much that I wrote an entire book about how horrible they are, why they must be avoided, and how they can be avoided. Unfortunately, not every single person who enrolled in college read it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had to write this chapter. Partly because readers wouldn't need it, but mostly because I would be living in some tropical tax haven sipping my fourth Bloody Mary at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Anyway, 2/3 of graduates leave college with an average of $24,000 in student loan debt. Wait, now it's $26,000. $30,000? Wait for it. $31,000. Forget it. I'm not even going to try to tell you how much the average student debt load is, because by the time I finish typing the sentence, it'll be higher. But what's done is done. If you're like most people who are listening to this audiobook, you have student loans, and now you have to figure out how to deal with them. First, a complaint. It's become sort of chic to tell people, you can still live your life and have a lot of fun while you get out of debt. The Cliff Notes Guide to Getting Out of Student Loan Debt promises its readers that they can pay off their student loans and, at the same time, still enjoy most of your guilty pleasures. That's true, if your goal is to get out of debt at the age of 50. Here's the deal. Every single person who has made short-term sacrifices to get out of debt sooner is glad he or she did it. Having a bunch of student loan debt is stressful, even if you don't fully realize it at the time. The happiness of being debt-free is equal to or greater than the happiness that would come from the guilty pleasures, with the added benefit that your debt will be paid off. Putting $1,000 toward your student loans will generate a happiness boost greater, and certainly longer lasting, than the pleasure that would come from spending it on a vacation. Trust me on this, please. It's so important. It's much better to hunker down, get the debt out of your life, and then move on. The low-grade misery of chipping away at it forever is just not a good deal.